We've got another special guest in the studio now with us, TJ. Thank you very much for joining us. How are we feeling?
Thank you for having me. I'm feeling very excited, a little bit nervous, but overall just looking forward to a great, great weekend of sport.
Now, when you say a little bit nervous, how nervous are we talking? Because when we just had Jack on here from Lancaster, we were saying that, you know, Lancaster are out one away from a very historic win if they pull it off this weekend. It's four, it'd be the first time ever, or it's York's chance to level the playing field.
In all honesty, York has won four roses in a row before.
Oh.
So they, if they can do it, they'll still be the second to do it. But it's still a very historic feat. Obviously, like, I think post-COVID, we've gone through a bit of a revamp. So I do think it's going to be a really good one. Our sports teams and clubs have had a great year. A lot of them going to national championships. And yeah, I just think we have a lot of intent and, you know, a lot of sportsmanship, a lot of fire. And let's just see how this weekend goes.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's all about the fire that I think York are going to need here this weekend. Is there anything to start off with that you're really excited about seeing? Any events, any fixtures that if someone's listening now, no matter where they are on campus, think if this is the one thing you can get to this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, go along because the atmosphere is going to be great. Obviously, we've got the opening ceremony and the closing ceremony, and I'm sure they're going to be spectacular along with Fight Night. could be a fright. But is there anything else that you think, you know what, if I was you, I'd get yourself down there and watch it.
I mean, I'm gonna be watching probably all the sports, but the ones I always enjoy the most and always have a great crowd and atmosphere are cheer and American football for today. It's unfortunate the boat started 2 o'clock, so you can't watch both, or you can, you know, hop between the two, but I would say cheer and American football are really good ones to watch, and they're quite different sports, and I just think the teams and the clubs, they're amazing and they've put in so much. It's gonna be a fantastic fixture. And yeah, I think that's my thing for today. Tomorrow, we've got volleyball. Volleyball always brings the atmosphere.
Jack also said volleyball. He said, get yourself down there. Yeah.
I think volleyball might be one of my favorite fixtures for Roses. Just the crowd and the energy they bring is unparalleled. And I'm really excited to see them tomorrow as well.
Okay, so some recommendations there. Cheer or American football today. Tomorrow, get yourself down to volleyball. Now, of course, tonight it's basketball for the opening ceremony. Are you anticipating big things?
Oh, yeah, I'm anticipating very big things. It's my club. I'm very, very proud of them. They have put in a lot of training, a lot of hard work for this. And just basketball as a sport, it's so fast-paced, so intense. It just keeps you hooked watching, and we've made it a really big thing. So we've got the show court, we've got workout songs, we've got performances, we've got the whole lot basically. And again, it's one of the greatest sports on earth, to be honest, if you ask me. And I'm just excited to see this matchup between the two clubs. It's always intense and it always goes down to the very last seconds to decide who wins. So let's see what happens.
So you are, of course, very heavily involved in organising Roses every year. Is one thing that you've changed this year that you're really proud of, that you're like, that is one thing that I added to this Roses that I think takes it to the next level?
I think this year we launched the Road to Roses fitness sessions. Obviously, that is not just my effort. It was a joint effort between York Sport, us, Harriet, Zach and everybody. But I think that is something I'm really proud of. I know in the past, we've not been able to provide S&C sessions or just like general fitness sessions to clubs because of XYZ reasons. So this year, where we could provide that platform where we can just be like, you know what, it's free, just turn up and there will be someone to do strength and conditioning or general fitness. And it was taken up really nicely as well. So that's something I'm really, really proud of, along with, you know, we've got psychology sessions for clubs, injury prevention, nutrition. So really like that whole package, that it's not just about going to the gym. It's not just about competing on this weekend. You know, you have to think of the psychological side of the game. You have to think of your nutrition. You have to think of how, if you get injured, how you're gonna recover or how you can prevent injuries. And that's all been really interesting and I'm quite proud of that.
And another thing that you've obviously been really, really heavily involved with is organising the charity sponsor for this year's Roses. Now, can you tell us a bit about York Mind and why they're so important and why you've chosen them for Roses 2025?
Of course. I mean, I think I've been very vocal about being an advocate for mental health. I have suffered with mental health issues for a very, very long time, probably longer than I would like to, but obviously coming from a country like India where I wasn't really supposed to talk about mental health and you're just kind of considered crazy like if you talk about mental health, and I really hated that and I really wanted to change that stigma. And then I came here and it's so much better here. Like, you can actually talk about mental health, people don't laugh at you if you say you're depressed or you're anxious. And I realized that sometimes just talking to someone who does not think you're crazy or does not, you don't feel judged by them is all you need. And as young people, accessing therapy either can take a very, very long time through the NHS or it's very expensive and we can't afford it. I've got a full-time job, I can't afford it. And that is when charities like York Mind come in, where they provide you with that support, where they help you recover and start the journey with your mental health. And they do it for free. And I think that is so powerful. And they've recently started like a young people's drop-in as well, which is specifically aimed for, you know, students between the age of like 18 to 25. And I just think spaces like that, which are, you know, safe spaces where you don't feel judged or where you can just basically be yourself and talk openly and discuss your mental health. I think that is so important. And that is why I think this charity is so important. And why I chose it for Roses is because, to be honest, my mental health has been, whenever I've been playing sport, that is when I've been at my happiest. I could be in the pits of depression, but if you put me on the basketball court, I'll be fine. And I think that's the power sports has. Like, it has the power to, I don't know, make you feel better, like physical activity. And it also has the power to bring people together. So when we have such a great event, which brings all these things together, I was like, why not fundraise for such a great charity and spread that awareness that, you know, your condition doesn't define you. If you like, I have BPD, which is borderline personality disorder. And that is not like, that's a part of me. That doesn't make me any different to anybody else. It's just a part of me. And I can't believe I've just said that on the radio, but that is the confidence I have gained in the last few years to be able to say that and just be like, yeah, that is just a part of me. That's not who I am. It's a part of me. And I think that's very good. And that's very powerful. And I hope other people also feel comfortable talking about it and accessing help and reaching out, because sometimes that first step is all you need.
Yeah, it sounds like such an important cause. And I know we've got to be impartial, but I think it's fantastic that you were raising for York Mind. Now, how is Roses 2025 supporting York Mind?
Yes, so we have been fundraising for them for the last few weeks as well. We encouraged clubs to put up their own Just Giving pages. So a lot of clubs fundraise over Roses weekend or for Roses. And we were like, do you want to raise for York Mind? And a lot of our clubs have taken that up, which is quite nice. We will be collecting donations across campus. We're going to be selling some sweets, like some sweet boxes, which you can donate for and get them. We're going to be selling some Roses badges as well. And of course, the infamous Roses Cup scheme, which is something I'm very proud of because sustainability is key. And it's a £2 refundable cup scheme. And basically, if you don't return your cup, you can keep the cup, but the £2 goes to York Mind, which is quite nice as well. And everywhere will be like, there'll be optional donations at cash points and everything. There's going to be loads of volunteers around, going around with summer machines, with buckets and collecting donations as well. So loads and loads of opportunities.
Fantastic. Correct me if I'm wrong, are the sweets vegan?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think they are, but I
heard a whisper that they were, but confirm independently, listener. One more thing from me anyway. There is so many people involved with Roses this year. We've got all of the athletes who've been training so hard. We've got all of the spectators who are going to come and watch and support their friends and family that might be listening. And of course, us lot.
Yes, I was going to say, you guys are forgetting one of the most important parts of Roses. I mean, to everybody listening, I've been saying this for four or five years now, but our student media is one of the best in the country. And to give coverage like this over 3 days with over 140 fixtures, thousands of athletes, I mean, you guys are just absolute troopers. You are putting in so much time, so much effort. And I just want to give a big shout out to all the student media. News, URY, YSTV, all of Lancaster student media as well. You guys are amazing. And as much as I do believe Roses are either red or white, or they will always be white in my heart, I love that you guys come up with Roses Are Pink, because I think that is, again, the power of sport to bring two rival universities together and come up with something so amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've almost answered my question there, which is, what is your message to all the people who've come to play, come to watch, come to listen, come to tune in?
Oh, one message is very difficult. What I will probably say is that this is something that connects us with generations of alumni, right? Sorry, I'm going to start getting emotional again. I can't even count the amount of times I've cried here. I will say that Roses is the one thing that connects us with everybody who has ever represented this university. It's something so unique to us, and I would like to see us win by being one team, one York. We're all part of this university. We're all part of this amazing city. And I want to take us in with that journey as one unit, as one family, as one force, as one team, one York. So please come down, even if you are not, you've not been involved with sport. It's going to be a great weekend of fun. We have a lot of Roses events as well. If you're not interested in the sporty side, we have stuff from Comedy Sock, Drama Sock, just so much, a Roses Fringe Festival, Karaoke Night, Open Mics, Movie Night. So there is so much for you to be involved in. But obviously, if you're a sports fanatic like I am, this is going to be the best weekend of your life. Take full advantage of the Roses fans on. Enjoy the sun while it lasts and just have a weekend of great sport.
You know what? I was going to ask you about what you can do if, you know, outside the sport, what social events have got on, and you've hit every nail there as we've gone through. But one thing I want to ask you that I spoke to Jack about before, we asked about signs, because obviously signs play a big part. And we're saying, are there any slogans that you've seen that really stick in your head that think, oh yeah, that was a really good one? Obviously, it's got to be radio appropriate, because I've seen some really funny ones that I can't say on air. But is there any that you think, oh yeah, that's great?
By your bestie, Jack, and imagine you can think of a few.
I can think of a few.
Can't be said.
I'm just trying to think what I can say on the radio. Oh, the one, the Sabs we made, we've got a picture of Long Boy on a cardboard thing, and then we've just written, like, do it for him. Oh, and I think that's pretty funny. Really? I think everyone knows my obsession with that duck.
Yeah. You're going to be out in full force then with the... Of course.
With the tattoo.
My
tattoo,
yeah. Tattoo's out in full force. But yeah, I think we should do it for him.
Yeah.
And make Long Boy proud.
Absolutely.
So this has been a long time coming for you, planning wise. A lot of, I'm sure, probably quite sleepless nights over planning Roses. Now we're here. It sounds like you're up for it.
Oh, I'm absolutely up for it. I've been thinking this since yesterday. It's just, as you said, like, I've been planning this and just thinking of this day for so long. It just feels so surreal that it's finally here. Like, this is going to sound very, very weird, but it's almost taken me back to when I was in India looking at the York Uni website and, you know, all the sports, and being like, wow, Roses is amazing. And then when I was a fresher here and I was in my second year looking at just all this social media and what Roses is all about. And yeah, it's been nearly 5 years in the making. So I'm absolutely ready for it. I'm just looking forward to enjoying this, because I've realized for the last few years, I've just been so stressed about the weekend. I've not actually, like, soaked it in. So this year I'm just trying to take it all in, because this is going to be a memory for a lifetime.
Now, I asked Jack for a prediction when he was here as to what he thinks is going to happen.
He was very coy.
He was very coy. He was very, I don't want to say.
He didn't want to jinx it.
He didn't want to say.
I mean, I don't want to jinx it either.
Do you have a prediction, or do you think, much like Jack, it's still all to play for?
I definitely think it's still all to play for. I do think it's going to be quite close. Again, I don't want to jinx it, and I can't predict what's going to happen. Our athletes have ways of surprising us. So let's just see how it happens. But I do think it's going to be a great competition this weekend. We are very, very matched as universities. The last I checked, we were, I think, 34th in the Bucks tables, and they were 35th. Or basically, we were literally just one ahead of them. So we know that as universities, we're very equally matched. And I don't want to jinx it either. Obviously, I'm always Team White Roses, but let's just see how it goes.
What are those key sports for you that you think York has got the edge over Lancaster on? Jack was saying, women's rugby?
Yes, women's rugby
union.
Yes.
That he thinks there's that there. What else did he say? I can't remember.
You're testing my shots of memory.
Yeah, but is there anything you think York, we've got the edge there?
I mean, definitely. I do think our women's sports are absolutely phenomenal. I do think our women always take the lead. I'm very confident about women's rugby as well. So I guess that closing ceremony, be there, guys, closing ceremony on Sunday. Women's rugby, I do think that's going to be really good. Overall, I do think our women's sports are absolutely amazing. Not that our men are any less, but I know this year we're trying to put a real focus on women's fixtures. I think we do have an edge on quite a lot of sports. For example, handball. I'm very certain we will win handball. Tennis as well. American football, again, very excited. Cheer, dance, women's football as well, off the top of my head. Hopefully basketball. I'm fairly confident about my club as well.
Fingers crossed.
And powerlifting.
For York students, of course.
At the University of York. Not for us here.
Yeah. Powerlifting, netball, obviously the Vice Chancellor's fixture, which is darts.
I'll briefly interrupt you to talk about that. Talking to Jack about his training regime for the darts. Have you been with Charlie? You've been doing a bit of upskilling?
Unfortunately, Charlie was not in the country this week, so I couldn't practice with him, but I did go down to the darts club's training last night.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't think I was half bad. I was thinking that I wish I would have taken this up a year ago and joined the darts club, because they're fantastic people. I had such a great time. And I don't know, I've played darts on and off, like not professionally, just like in a pub. And I really enjoy it. So I'm feeling quite confident. And I know Charlie used to play darts at uni. So I'm expecting big things from him.
Have we got the next Luke?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a fun one. If you had to give Charlie Jeffries his name, his darts name, like we've got Luke the Nuke or Phil the Power Taylor, what is Charlie Jeffries? What's his darts name?
Oh, so see, this time we didn't actually go for darts name. We just went like CJ and TJ.
Okay.
Because we were like, matching.
Yeah.
But I think this, and I don't think Charlie will mind this because this was his recommendation, but he really liked Charlie the Yorkshire Destroyer. Jeffrey. And I think that's really good.
The Yorkshire Destroyer.
Yeah. Charlie the Destroyer Jeffrey.
I think that name could also work for Lancaster's Vice Chancellor as well, which is quite strange. It's like almost a palindrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might take that back actually now.